Good afternoon, folks. I'm over here now across the water, not enjoying myself too much. Had my check ride. It was a lot of fun. We didn't do a whole lot. Just normal check ride. Tell everybody that I'm okay. I didn't get a lot on here that I just got the trying to record. I talked to my CO today, Major Teeter, and I don't call him Teeter Totter either. He's a real nice kind of a guy. Told me if I ever had any kind of trouble, come see him. And he's a real interesting. The music you might hear in the background is next door neighbor. He came in. He's got all kind of racket going on. I got moved in, got a hooch mate. They don't get no ideas. It's just a Vietnamese girl, 15, 16, 18 years old. Comes in, straightens up, washes your clothes day by day, and she's paid $7 a month. That comes out of our pay. But I mean to tell you, it's very well worth it. Excuse me. And my roommate, John O'Donnell, left last night to fly a mission, and he's still out on it. I don't know where he is. He might have gone clear across the world. But that's that. Today is the 13th, and I had my check right this morning, by the way, about 5-10 minutes till 4. Nothing else to do for while. I go eat and mess in about an hour, just trying this tape recorder out today. I bought it off of Captain. He's not such a bad guy, and I get $20 for it. He give $22, use it about 10 times. You'll have to buy your own recorder to play these back. Electricity over here may not be the same as yours, but maybe it will work. I'm going to cut off here for a second and see if I can get a playback. Well, the playback worked good enough. Now there's a little red button on the recorder. You have to push before it'll record, and I didn't. I just turned another switch, just tinkering with it. Didn't even read the directions. I never read directions. Therefore, other people. See, I never did learn to read too well, and it's boring and monotonous. I just look at pictures and make out from there. Still tinkering with it a little bit. Yeah, I guess it's still working. Well, to let you on how my travel was when I left Abilene there, we left on time, I guess you realize, and got to Dallas, I guess it was around 4:15, 4:30, and I caught another flight out at 6:35. I got into Seattle, which is about as close as we could get on Braniff. Got into Seattle about 11 o'clock your time, which would make roughly 4.5 hours flying from Dallas to Seattle. It was 9 o'clock their time. And rode a bus down to Fort Lewis, about 30 miles. And thought about getting a room. I didn't find one, to put it that away. So got on a little side road going back towards Seattle or some which another, and stayed in a motel and got back down to Fort Lewis the next morning. Got there around 10 o'clock. And 12:30 we started through our processing. And that was Monday morning. Well, we were supposed to catch a flight at 10 o'clock Tuesday evening about 10 o'clock. But they had changed the plans for us the day before we got there. I still had the old plans. Supposed to put my baggage on the bus at 6 o'clock, catch a bus at 8:30, and then catch a plane at 10 Tuesday evening. It didn't work. They didn't tell us the change until we got all of our baggage up there, checked out of our BOQ, which is Bachelor's Officer's Quarters. Had everything cleared, ready to go. Well, they told us we had to be up there at 2 o'clock Wednesday morning. Put our baggage on a bus at 4:30, catch a bus at 4:30, and then catch a plane at 6 o'clock. Well, we finally left McCord Air Force Base, which is the one we use. We flew into Seattle, and McCord Air Force Base is between Seattle and Fort Lewis. And went to McCord Air Force Base. And caught a plane there at 6:30, and we flew up the coast toward Alaska, and then we flew up toward there to get in a jet stream, and then flew down to Tokyo, and got in Tokyo. Lord, I don't know. I guess it's, well, their time it was 8 o'clock in the morning. Our time it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So there you go. And we messed around there hour and a half and got refuel. Caught a plane and came to camp. Excuse me. Came to Cameron Bay. When I got here, when I got to Tokyo, it was Wednesday. Now mind you, we left at 6:30 in the morning. The sun just coming up. We flew for 18 hours and the sun had never gone down. It was, well, we flew for 13 hours and we only left an hour and a half after we got to Tokyo. So I gained a day coming. When I got to Tokyo, it was Wednesday morning instead of Tuesday morning in the States. There you go. Anyway, and I got to Vietnam, Cameron Bay. It was, I guess, about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we spent a day in Cameron, 2 days, 1 day. Yeah, 1 day in Cameron, or two. 1 or 2 days in Cameron, it don't make no difference. The story goes on. 1 or 2 days in Cameron, went to the train, spent a couple of nights, then came down to Phu Hiệp, P-H-U, another word, H-I-E-P. That's where I'm at now. It's not bad duty. It's but 268th Battalion headquarters is located here, and so is my company, the 134th Salt Helicopter Company. We call ourselves Demons. That's where 17th Group is located. And I spent one night in Battalion area, and then I've come back to, and came over here to the 134th area. The night I wrote you the letter, the last letter you got, and the next letter I've got written now, I'm going to send you. We got martyred. I got to bed about 10:30, 11. At 12 o'clock I fell out, 10 minutes to 12, fell out with mortar rounds falling out on the airport, where we park our helicopters, which is about 200 yards from where we were sleeping. Don't sweat it none. Charlie didn't get nobody, didn't hurt nothing, and they fixed Charlie. And we expected some last night. It was actually the night before last when we got the mortar rounds. And we are on a sort of a standby around here now, expecting mortar rounds at any time to come around. I've got 38 box of shells, chicken plate, all the goodies. Flew this morning, I already told you. About 8 to 9:30 was my check ride. So, I'm going to sign off here, wait a little bit, think of something else to say. Well, I thought of something else to say. When you take 12 midnight, your time, it'll be 1 o'clock in the afternoon, or 1,300 hours here. That's the way I've got it figured out. And if I ever get a chance to figure out any other way, that's what I'll do. Time here is the same in Tokyo. And I was so darn tired, I slept a few hours on the flight. Oh, yes. If you'll write D and ask what a good recorder cost up at the PX, and write me back and tell me what it cost, I'll send you the money. Or you can, if you don't want the money, I got plenty. If you don't want the money, then you can give her the money and get her to buy you a good recorder. Now, this one is a Sony. It's a Sony O-Matic. It's a real good little recorder, and I imagine it cost her about $30, $35 stateside. Yeah, the way it plays back to me, it's great. It doesn't sound like me, because I tell you why it doesn't sound like me. My ears are stuck on the back of my, behind my mouth, and when I talk, I don't sound like myself, to myself. But to you, it'll probably sound real good. Today is the 13th of May. 1969. The night the mortar round fell was 11 May 69. I ain't gonna try to figure out what time it was your time. That's immaterial. In a couple of 3 days, maybe starting tomorrow, I'll begin to fly missions. If I'm not real good with my letters, don't sweat them. If you want to send these, or if you want to keep these tapes, you can keep them. They don't cost much, 60 cents in fact, and it's worth $1 million. It'd be nice to keep them if you want for a sort of an album like. I'll probably forget everything I say and won't be able to remember it. But if you want to mark them and keep them in the right little boxes, they come in this plastic box, which I'll mail to you and I'll seal and all kind of good stuff. I'll send it to you and you can keep them, you can play them. You can send some back to me, but I imagine it'll cost you about 50 cents or a dollar to send one to me. Be doggone sure you send a merry mail or I won't get them for 2 or 3 months. I've been to the PX today, spent $10.40, part of which was for these tapes and cigarettes and a chess and checkers set and a couple of towels. First one thing, which another. And, take it, boy. I'm not joking. Prices here are not near as cheap as far as toiletries and necessary items, soap and stuff. As they didn't have any bath soap, you know, bar soap today. They did have some Tide, so I bought that from a hoochie mate to wash my clothes. But they get it, and it goes real fast. I don't know how large a area this 1PX serves, but I venture to say it's a larger area than the PX at Walters. Serves that area. Of course, there's about 17 jillion small PXs you can buy things at Walters. Oh, yeah. Tell Becky Jo I said hi. She's still my favorite gal, and I ain't looking for none. These little slant-eyed girls are cute, but got no business monkeying with them and talking. And I want Becky Jo to be a good little girl while I'm gone, because when she comes back, she won't be a good little girl no more. She'll be a grown lady. And, tell Mark, keep those straight A's going. Get that valedictorian. Because, oh boy, once you get that valedictorian, you're going to get a brand new $100 bill. And sis, drive my car like you want. If you lose a key or anything, I still got the main set on my key ring. And I don't think I'll be losing them. But, y'all just do whatever you want to do. Write and let the folks know how I'm doing. All right. Probably won't get to write them a whole lot. I'm writing you and Dee and Jan and the girl down there, Paula Gonzalez down there in Salisbury. I wrote her a letter the other day, but I didn't give her my return address. And when I get through with this tape, I'm thinking about finishing the letter I told you that I'd already written, finishing it to you and sending it off. And maybe send in this tape and send Paula a letter and just pour the old stuff on. Tell Becky Jo when she starts to school she can write me a letter, or y'all can help her write me a letter. And be sure tell Jim to write me. I hadn't written him yet. Also, if you'll find out whether or not he has a tape recorder, I can send him tapes. You know, we're buddies. We won't send this brother-to-brother talk, because if you ever get a hold of it, it might make your face turn a little pink. And me and Jim's not bad boys, but we ain't beyond the Springfield touch. Roger? Yeah. Another thing, if you buy this Sony O-Matic recorder, and this does happen to be 50-cycle AC that I'm running this tape on, there's a little deal that you can remove right here on the right hand side of it. You can make it play 50 and it sound like 60 and vice versa. So we're all hoping that this is going to be 60 cycle. Well, they don't have a whole lot of more tape to go, so I'm going to make this as good as I can. Send my love to everybody right Florida and Georgia. Tell them I'm okay, and if you want to play these tapes to them, groovy, that's great. And I guess I'll be going here to mass in about 25-30 minutes. The weather over here is warm. It's about 90 to 95 all the time. Humidity's pretty high, but we have a little breeze blowing off the bay here. We're not actually next to the ocean. There's a little, what do they call it, Gulf of Tonkin or something out here. Pretty good size, little junk of water. You can play this tape as often as you want. It should not wear out. Be sure, I made a mistake a while ago, be sure not to turn this thing over upside down and try either to record or to listen, because it will, I repeat, it will mess the tapes up, it'll become knotted and everything. Well, I started to tell you, I've erased some of this. I started to tell you I don't have a lot of tape, but I'm going to talk until it runs out. Try to anyway. Y'all be sweet. Take care of yourselves. And write whenever you get a chance. If I don't answer everyone, don't sweat it. And tell everybody that I'm okay. I'm going to try to lose a little weight over here. My flat suit's about 3 inches too short, about 6 inches too big in the waist. But you have to make the best of things, whatever you have. Whenever this thing starts to run out, I'm going to say bye. And if it runs out before I get to say bye, bye now. Well, until y'all get a tape recorder and start sending me a tape, I'll just have to be satisfied with letters. And if you're pretty good, Mama, I think you will get a tape recorder and start playing. And Daddy, you take care.